Night means live local music here on the KGNU Cabaret. We're in the performance studio at 4700 Walnut. This evening, a jazz duet between Rafael Castillo Halverson and Will Pavilonis. Gentlemen, we'll visit with you a little later in the hour, but why don't you take it away?
Spring day down Louisiana way, with fragrance divine, in such magnificent regalia, so fine azalea. Oh, what a lovely sight, red and pink and white. I can't but believe that nothing evil could assail ya so naive, azalea. You at ease on the knees of the moss-covered trees, whose tops met to make a high ceiling in the church-like pomp of a cypress swamp. I've yet to get that same strange feeling. I've got to go back there and find that blossom fair. I'll always dream of, 'cause with you, who could be a failure? My first love, Isaiah. Thank you. of the moss-covered trees whose tops met to make a high ceiling in the church-like pomp of a cypress swamp. I've yet to get that same strange feeling. I've got to go back there and find that blossom fair. I'll always dream of, 'cause with you, who could be a failure? My first love. My first love, Isaiah.
Well, we're having fun. This next one, well, that last one is one of my favorite songs. It's by Duke Ellington, and it's called Azalea, as you probably guessed. And it was inspired by the lyrics were inspired by page 19 from Louis Armstrong's first memoir. And this next one is a Fats Waller original. You meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Nice people, some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. That's just where I met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've searched the universe over, from Wagonak Sack to Dover. Now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more, the more I know you. So that just goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. I've met some very nice people, some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. That's first where I met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew, oh baby. I've searched the universe over, from I can exact to Dover. Now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you. So that just goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. Oh, fine people, grand people, a most rambunctious people in your dreams.
I love that song. And Will is a very nice person, too. What are we doing now?
A boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A sad little child, and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, magic day, he came my way. And though we talked of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Enchanted boy, they I say he wandered very far over land and sea. A shy little child and sad of eye, but very wise was he. Then one day he came and passed my way. And though we talked of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Is just to love and be loved in return. Is just to love and be loved in return.
This is a fun one.
Cherry. You're hard to get. Oh, cherry, I'll get you, yes. Oh, cherry, don't you forget. Cherry, you'll be my pet. And when I do, you'll soon find out just what love is all about. Oh, baby, cherry, you're hard to get. Cherry, I'll get you, yeah. Thank you. cherry, you're hard to get. Cherry, now my cherry, I'll get you yet. Cherry, cherry, don't you forget. Cherry, cherry, you'll be my pet. And when I do, you'll soon find out, oh, just what love is all about. Cherry, cherry, you're hard to get. Cherry, now cherry, I'll get you, yeah. Oh, cherry, I'll get you, yeah.
Rafael Castillo Halverson and Will Pavilonis playing live for you tonight on the KGNU Cabaret. Thanks, guys. That was terrific. Really glad to have you both here in the duet format. And we should let folks know Rafael is playing the trumpet and the piano and singing, and Will is accompanying him on the bass. And, you know, there's no
bass
net.
And giggles.
There's no net when you're just in a duet like this,
no.
Right?
Yeah. No, but we're also both playing laughter and lots of winking. Yeah.
You got to communicate, yeah. Well, you're both music students at the University of Colorado here in Boulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rafael, you're a graduate student, Will, undergrad.
Yep.
Yeah. We're both very tired.
Yeah, I imagine. And I was thinking as I was watching you guys, may I have seen you playing in the lobby of the Hotel Boulderado?
I have done that
okay.
before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Rafael, have you?
Yeah. I haven't gotten
before?
That call yet.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So maybe it was me.
So in addition to your studies and things like this, are you actively gigging around?
Yeah, I think both of us individually, we gig all the time. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Yeah, and, you know, both of us, well, you moved here 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah.
And so you've been on the scene for longer. And, yeah, I only got here a year ago, and that was, well, for both of us, it was still in the middle of the pandemic. And, you know, things started changing as, different restrictions started getting eased.
Rafael, you were in New York City prior to coming here, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Boy, how's that? A place where there are more opportunities for musicians, but I imagine a lot more musicians competing for those opportunities.
There's just a lot of everything there, and it's wonderful. Now, and this is wonderful too. They're just different, and it's nice that I can navigate both of these places and haven't been thrown out of them yet.
I imagine there was a change everywhere with the pandemic.
Yeah.
There just weren't any gigs. Yeah.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
What was cool to see everywhere was the amount of do-it-yourself kind of stuff that musicians started up on their own. And not just online, although there was a lot of good streaming. I remember you were talking about Emmett Cohen in the last few minutes before we were getting started. And, you know, there have been different streaming series like that, and that's been wonderful. But just the amount of, people going busking in the park, people doing porch concerts, people doing backyard things, and just that's been inspiring to see, of seeing musicians instigating the gigs in a way that is very refreshing. Instead of worrying about the management of this venue or the owners of this restaurant, just, no, we're doing it ourselves. And what I've been observing so far, and my hope is that, although the other venues are available to us again, that we haven't forgotten that agency that we have when we're doing it in our own spaces, for lack of a better way of putting it. That's inspiring.
Yeah, that's a really good point. One thing I've seen over the years is because there's so many people who play music at different levels of ability, but who just want to play, that there's a lot of musicians who'll play for free or will play for tips, mm-hmm. which I appreciate that, but I wonder how that impacts the musician who's trying to make a living at it,
It definitely makes it harder. It just makes it harder. Yeah. It is nice to be able to like have that exposure, especially as a like younger musician having that.
Well, yeah, you're 20.
Yeah.
Speaking from your years.
Yeah, from my many years.
But you are, I assume, being a jazz major at CU, you want to work professionally in this.
Well, and he does work professionally a lot.
So you're looking at it from the perspective of someone who would like to make a living at this.
Exactly. And it was really helpful for those times where there was like a jam session where I know the people who were hosting it weren't really getting paid, but they were like giving up their time for like us younger musicians. And it was really, really helpful. And that still goes on. And it's just an amazing thing, honestly. But then again, it's hard to make a living off of that.
So what can you tell me, never having gone to music school, what can you tell me about the pedagogy of jazz in your experience? You know, I read a lot of different things about music schools and their approach to jazz. What's worked for the two of you? And either of you can answer that.
I'm thinking, Will, you start first.
What's worked for you? Maybe I should ask.
I have more years to pull from than you in that regard. So.
What has worked and maybe what has not worked as far as a formal approach to jazz education?
Honestly, as a formal approach to jazz education, the only thing I could really think about is like textbook work, that like knowing all the theory and everything. But I feel like most of the things I've really learned as a musician is from exposure and from actually playing with other musicians that can't really be taught in a college level.
Well, and that's one thing that's great about the faculty at CU is that they're trying, you know, they're creating opportunities to play with us all the time.
Yeah.
It's not just in our private lessons. They're showing us things from their instruments, but it's in a lot of the different classes. And again, I didn't do my undergrad at CU, so you could maybe speak more fully on that. But, you know, in the classes I've been having as a grad student, there's a lot of time that our instructors spend playing with us. And that's how this music has always worked, is you learn from playing with the people who are better than you.
Like trying to get on that level too. Like I feel like if you're exposed to such amazing musicians, then you'll have to be on that level. You'll have to just rise to
you'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know?
And that's something that's great about the program there is all of the students are also mixed up amongst each other. So it's not the, you know, underclassmen, undergraduate combo, and then, you know, the upperclassmen undergrad combo, and then all the graduates are off doing our own thing. No, we're all mixed up all the time. And that gives us different opportunity to learn from each other from all the different perspectives that we have.
Yeah, I think it's fertile ground here, not just at CU Boulder, but Metro State has an active program. University of Northern Colorado, I think, has a program, maybe University of Denver. So a lot of opportunity, which leads to a lot of musicians who are learning their craft and playing with others. I see that there's a great space in the East County called Muse, which you probably know about.
We were there yesterday.
Yeah, your director of jazz studies, Brad Good, right, hosts a jam session out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you guys were at that. Is that on Mondays? When is that?
Yeah, it's every Monday, 7 to 10.
Great.
I don't know. I mean, I think this is a good example of what we're talking about. You know, Will is a junior, and I'm a second-year master's student, and here we are in this radio station. This is what the department's like.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you, and why don't we hear some more music, but a comment first on the repertoire. I heard Duke Ellington. I heard Fats Waller. I heard, what is his name, Eden Abez, the composer of the Nat King Cole classic Nature Boy. And who did that? That song Cherry is really old. I don't know who wrote that, but
I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
Oops.
I think that goes back even further than the other ones. Raphael, what attracts you to that era of music?
I mean, I love old-timey tunes. I don't know. I think that, as much as I love, well, no, there's so many different parts of the repertoire that I love playing, but not a lot of people, especially around here and especially at CU, you know, we're not diving into these older songs as much as I would like, and so I try to then shove them down everybody's throats as often as I can. And Will is enjoying it apparently, so thanks for being here.
Oh, you sound great.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear some more? Maybe we'll come back and chat briefly at a quarter till or so. But You're listening to Rafael Castillo Halverson on piano, trumpet, and voice, Will Pavlonis on the bass, live here on the KGNU Cabaret. It's listener-supported community radio.
Now things are going to take a less lighthearted turn, to say the least. This song is a very special song. It's hard to quantify these things, but it's definitely one of Billy Strayhorn's greatest works. And he wrote it when he was 15. That's right, 15 years old, if I remember correctly. You know, he was very young. And it really is a masterpiece. It's an art song. We hope you recognize it. To visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces, with these gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes. I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely. And only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris would ease the bite of it. All I can do is smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest. Whose life There's a wonderful recording online from, oh, what's that Sinatra record called? I think it's Sinatra Sings Only for the Lonely. And it was arranged by Nelson Riddle. And Nelson wrote an arrangement of Lush Life to do on that record. And in one of the remasters of that record more recently in the digital era, they included some outtakes and alternate takes. And they have the outtakes of them attempting Lush Life at the session. And Nelson sneaks in an extra modulation into the song. And Sinatra can't get it because the song is complicated enough already. And you hear him get frustrated and walk out the door. It's funny. And so we thought today we'd sneak in an extra modulation to see if we could pull it off. And I think we did all right. Yeah, I think so. It was one of those things that seemed nice on paper. This is a very old song.
Thank you.
somebody else walk in and change your mind. Oh, after we paid our dues together, you should have stayed through all that nasty weather. Someday, when you feel badly, you'll miss the one who loved you ever so madly. To pay the cost, until you've bet your heart and you have lost. Oh, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart fears at the thought of reminiscing? Their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn from love that cannot live but never dies. Until you greet the dawn with sleepless eyes. Oh, you don't know what love is. Thank you. at the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn with love that cannot live but never dies, until you greet the dawn with sleepless eyes. Oh, you don't know.
You're listening to Rafael Castillo Halverson, trumpet, piano, and vocal, Will Pavlonis, bass, live here on the KGNU Cabaret, our weekly showcase of live local music here on listener-supported community radio. Before we wrap up, folks, we want to thank the producer and chief engineer of Cabaret, George Figgs, ably assisted by Dr. Decibel tonight, making Will and Rafael sound good, and all the musicians here play in the performance studio. So thanks, guys, and thanks to our musicians this evening. That was a nice set. I heard Billy Strayhorn in there, and who is that? Ray DePaul, right? You Don't Know What Love Is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same guys who wrote I'll Remember April. And in the middle,
oh, that's there right.
Was a,
thank you for
there
that.
Was a, in the middle, there was a Django Reinhardt song, the name title of which is escaping
well,
me.
Well, after you've gone,
that's it. Yeah.
I forget who wrote that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was 1929, I think. Yeah.
Going back before any of us were born.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you, if people wanted to hear more of you, are there places you play regularly or any engagements you'd like to let us know about, either of you?
For me, I don't know, I'm just all around. I've nothing very specific coming up. But I mean, come out to any jam that you could find, any jazz jam, I might be there, you know? I'll
yeah.
be around.
Find him on Instagram. He sometimes posts there.
Yeah, that or Facebook, both of us.
Yes. But find us on social media. Just look for our names. You'll find us quickly.
Yes.
We're leading very hectic and sporadic lives right now. So you'll find us at many different kinds of gigs in many different places. I'm sorry I can't give a better answer than
that. No, that's okay. I mean, I know you're just trying to play as much as you can. And Will mentioned that you also play bluegrass as well as jazz, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And Raphael, school is very consuming.
Yeah. Rafael, are you doing it, performing in other styles in addition to the... Jazz.
Anything you put in front of me,
okay.
I will do my best, which is what we all should be doing.
Excellent. Well, we have about 10 more minutes, so if you guys have, two or three songs, we might come on and just wrap up the program at the top of the hour, but let's hear as much music as we can. Again, Rafael Castillo Halverson and Will Pavlonis performing tonight live on the KGNU Cabaret.
So let's see here. These next couple, and this might close the hour, we'll see what happens, but these next couple are a couple originals of mine. And I have a very odd habit of, as I go through the world around me, something will spark, you know, something someone says or something that happens will spark an idea of, oh, this needs to be a song now. And I'm forgetting the exact story of how this one happened, but it comes from that this habit I have of, oh, this needs to be a song now, and then I'll run into another room or something and just, you know, via voice memos, just record within 10, 15 minutes, just come up with a tune on the spot, basically. So, yeah, this was one of those 20-minute tunes, and let's see if it if its legacy lasts for more than 20 minutes.
Try to stay subtle. Most people try to stay calm. People keep secrets, so when he or she quits, no one knows. Romance has gone wrong. Most folks are scared of beginnings, unsure when to cash in their winnings. But as much as we try it, to hush up and hide it, someone always knows what's going on. If the moon could talk, she'd tell everyone what we've been doing. If the moon could talk, she'd tell everyone that we've been wooing. Every night she sees us strolling down the lane. She can see it in our eyes that our hearts are aflame. If the moon could talk, all our friends would know. Our lips have more than touched. If the moon could talk, all the world would know about cuddles and canoodling and such. All the world would know how our romance fills me with joy. Yes, no one could be cold. Talk. All the world would know our lips have more than touched. If the moon could talk, all our friends would know about cuddles and canoodling and all that other stuff I shouldn't say on the radio. All the world would know that our romance fills me with joy. Yes, no one could be coy if the moon could talk.
Fellas, we got like 3 minutes. You want to just play and we'll fade you down. Once again, it's Rafael Castillo Halverson, piano, trumpet, and vocal. Will Pavlonis on bass, and we really appreciate you coming in and playing some lovely duets for us this evening. This will take you up to the top of the hour, and Corriente here on listener-supported KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This is another 20-minute tune for a very dear friend.
Inspire me to be the best to be, so I can be with you. You bring out my best, so now I must confess I'll have to go up up and clean up all the rest. I thought smugly of myself before you, but now I realize I've got a lot of work to do. So I'll get in shape to make you think I'm great, and maybe I'll inspire you too. Smugly of myself before you, but now I realize I've got a lot of work to do. Oh boy. So I'll get in shape to make you think I'm great, and maybe
support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland. Featuring a masquerade ball with Banshee Tree, Power Lung Rangers, and costume contest, Saturday, October 29th. Ticket information and more at thecariburoom.com.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, latas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, toititaos y toititoas. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador on el 18 de octubre del 2022, the 18th of October of 2022. It was 124 years ago today that Spain officially transferred dominion of Puerto Rico to the U.S. It was on October 18, 1898, that U.S. troops raised the U.S. flag over the Puerto Rican capital of the city of San Juan, initiating the colonial relationship que continuó hasta el presente. Tonight's show will feature all Puerto Rican music and musicians, from 19th century composer, musician, and band leader Juan Morel Campos to some of the newest tracks of the 21st century. This was one of the easiest and the hardest shows I've ever put together, porque hay tanta música tremenda que finding canciones was easy, but it was de los más difíciles because of deciding what to leave out. In addition to the incredible amount of music, hay una diversidad asombrosa de estilos and genres being produced by the musicians de la Isla Caribeña, which, with a land area of 3,500 square miles, is smaller than Weld County, y su población de 3 million people is just half of the population del estado de Colorado. We're going to start tonight's show con el máximo himno borinqueño, the song praising the Puerto Rican flag, which was outlawed by the U.S. authorities for over a half century when flying it in Puerto Rico was a felony. Qué bonita bandera por la cual tantas y tantos patriotas boricuas se han sacrificado.
Qué bonita bandera, esta bandera puertorriqueña. Thank you.